happy birthday to my daughter, Catherine. Oh, I wanted to say that right in front of the show.
Amen.
Happy birthday, sweetie. I love you, and I know she's listening right now. So happy birthday, Catherine.
Well, then listen, before I mean, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A lot of things.
A list.
A lot of things to discuss.
Yes.
Including some of our fabulous listeners. Mm-hmm. Why did you start off?
Well, you can do your... I was just saying happy birthday.
I wanted to mention it was something nice that happened to your daughter today.
Well, it's her birthday. And she also graduated from the sixth grade today.
Ah, very cool.
And I'm very, very proud of Catherine. I have been... You know, I don't say it often enough on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just such a great kid. And they had the big... I don't remember when I was going to school that they had sixth grade graduations where you graduate from elementary school, fifth grade, I should say, and you're going into the middle school. But they do that now, and I guess they do that at a lot of schools. So she had the big ceremony, and it was a combination deal where it was the graduation, and then I took her out to lunch to celebrate graduation and her birthday. She's 11 years old today. And it was, you know, it's very hard when you're a part-time dad, because you, especially if I don't have the girls, which I don't this weekend, that it's just the lunch, and you want everything to go very, very well. And it was great. She was happy.
Good.
Gave her presents for birthday, and we're having a really nice lunch. And then we're out in the wilds of Virginia, and there's only one celebrity that you hear sightings of out in that area. There's a guy that lives out there.
I already know who it is then.
Of course you do. Uh-huh. Everybody knows who it is.
It's old Chiclet Teeth.
It's not Chiclet Teeth.
Not Robert Duvall?
Yeah, Robert Duvall.
That's who I meant.
Robert Duvall comes out there, and he's seen...
Never mind.
What's that?
You thought I was talking about somebody else.
Yeah, I did. I did indeed. I'm glad I didn't slip.
Yeah.
He walks in, and you know, when you're out there in this part of Virginia, it's everybody minds their own business, and you try to be really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him out there because I travel in the same areas, and it's kind of rural, and you don't have a lot of places that people can go to eat out. Right. So I've seen him. I think the way people treat this movie star is that you let him have his space, and you don't bother him. The adults are like that, and that's the way, it's almost like that's the cool thing to do. Well, here's the deal. I didn't know my daughters are going to recognize him.
Really?
And I'm sitting there.
I'll tell you exactly why.
What's that?
I bet. The awful Will Ferrell movie?
No.
With Ditka?
No.
No?
No.
What?
They're sitting there, and the kids go absolutely bananas. And I'm like, I see him first when he comes in, and then they see him, and they're like, oh, my God. And they said TV star, because they see most of their movies they see on the screen anyway. They see him, and they're like, oh. I'm like, all right, girls, stop staring.
How do they know him?
Yeah. Their number one movie, the movie they watch all the time, is Secondhand Lions. They watch this movie. I didn't know this, that they love this movie. Huh. They go absolutely bananas over this, and they're going, and it goes back and forth. I said, all right, Elizabeth, Catherine, Elizabeth, please don't stare. Don't stare. Not cool. Small restaurant, tiny little restaurant. Let the man have his peace in it. And they keep going on. This is the first time I think that they have seen somebody that they've seen on TV that they get excited about. They're both at that age now where they're kind of tracking with the fact that I do a radio show, and they're excited about this. And finally, they keep going on and on. And I said, well, why don't you just go over and say, hi, I'm a big fan. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Well, that starts the discussion that goes on.
Your teeth look like Chiclets.
Nah, don't. And so I know you want to, but don't this time, because she's listening to it.
Oh,
right
no.
Now.
Hey, listen. We saw him one time at a restaurant as well.
And
clothes.
They go back and forth, and they're talking about whether they're going to go. They're having this big debate. And finally, I say to Catherine, she said, I'm not sure I want to. I said, Dad, should I? I said, honey, you can go up if you want to.
Right.
I said, the what you should do is the only thing, if you really want to go up and say you're a fan and you leave and you don't do it, you might feel kind of bad afterwards.
Right.
So that apparently clicks in her head. Mm-hmm. And then just to see these two little girls, my 11-year-old, my 8-year-old, they go to the bank, and Robert Duvall is sitting at this one side of the restaurant, and they go down this hallway where the kitchen is and the restrooms are, and they're standing in the hallway, and I've got my back completely faced, so occasionally I'm glancing over the shoulder just to see the progress of this thing, and they're having this animated discussion in the hallway as to, what to do, waving their arms around, and I'm looking over there, and I'm like, really, I'm glad this isn't next to his table, because then, you're really invading the guy's space, because they're going, and you know how little girls are where they're like, No, you stop. Stop.
Right, they're
no,
making their they're making their plans.
I don't know what they're saying, but they're making their little arrangements
right,
as far as what
I.
they're gonna do. So finally I look over my shoulder and I see they're approaching the table. Well, I try to be cool at this point, so I completely turn around. So now I'm out of radar range and I don't know what's going on, and I'm counting on the fact that they're gonna get a little brief hello. So I sit there, a minute goes by, 2 minutes goes by, about 5 minutes goes by, I turn back, I look over my shoulder, and there is my daughter,
being
Catherine.
Spanked by Robert Duvall.
No, not good.
Never speak to me while I'm having my meal.
You know,
who sent you over here, girl?
There is a tiny bit of me that said, yeah, she should if she really wants to, because it's her first experience of this.
Right.
And then there's another part saying, I have no idea, because I don't know, I haven't heard what the rap is, mm-hmm. You know, how some people, you know, some celebrities don't like to be bothered. I look over, Catherine's got her hands on her hips, and she. I'll describe the body language where she's just having this conversation, this relaxed conversation where she's, and she'd occasionally like use her hand to talk, and she's having this discussion, and then she comes back, and at that point when they're walking away, I see them both do the thing where they're like, like that, and he cracks up at that. He sees that they're doing that, and then here's where I'm the jerk.
Yeah.
This is where I feel like instant. Idiot parent.
Oh, no.
Because
what did you do, Dad?
I turned around. I'm way at the other end of the restaurant, but I lean back over and I just give him kind of thank you, and I get no reaction. Like, you know, and at that point I feel a little bit guilty about the whole thing. They sit down and here's
Mr.
all
Duvall, stage father back here. Thank you, Pachango.
I was nothing of the kind.
I treat people the way that I want to be treated.
No, I know what you mean, though.
I felt like that. You know, I did feel like that.
That you did just lean over with the look.
I did. I laid it on them. I mean, I said, this is you, you know, but it was, you know, in my own mind, I think I really wanted them to go over.
You were
over
rooting
it.
For them.
Yeah,
sure.
I wanted
of
them
course.
To do it. If they didn't
right.
want to do it, they didn't want to do it, and it
right.
wasn't going to happen. But since they did it, they come over, and you know how kids relay a story. So this is all I can get out of the conversation, that she walks up and she says, I'm a big fan. I watch Secondhand Lions all the time. And apparently he said to her, who did you like better? Did you like me better than Michael Caine? Which I thought was pretty funny that they had that discussion. And then other than that, I said, well, what else? He said the school I go to is very tough. It's a tough school, and congratulations on graduation.
Ah.
And so it was, and then they came back over, and we finish. She's opening up her presents. She gets her little cake, and she's got a cheeseburger and a brownie sundae in front of her because she hasn't eaten her cheeseburger. Typical of my daughter, never finishes any food that's put in front of her. And she's got the brownie sundae, and he walks up, and this is when he's right next to us, and as he's walking out of the restaurant, because I can't do an impression of Robert Duvall. But he does say, hey, you know, he's got that kind of voice.
Yeah.
Like this. Anyway, and he walks by her and he goes, what? What do you got, a hollow leg there? You got a hollow leg? And he walks out like, you know, like the old Western guy right out into the street.
Oh,
and I am here to give my daughter Catherine the guts of applause for walking up to the movie star. I was so proud of her. I thought it was absolutely the cutest thing she's ever done. And I think, hopefully, that down the road she'll remember this birthday because of that.
Because
it was just kind of fun. But who, you know, I think of Robert Duvall. That's our generation as far as watching movies. I don't think of kids reacting to it. They're going to react to, like, you know, Kelly Clarkson. That's
See,
what they're
I would have bet that it was that dumb movie with Will Ferrell.
Was he in the movie with Will? Which one was that?
The soccer movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He's
Will Kicking and Screaming?
He's Will Ferrell's dad.
I think they've seen that, probably,
and,
too.
And
they probably saw it from that.
Ditka is the next door neighbor.
Right. But you know what? You say stage parent, and it really is. It is similar to being a stage parent, because you're just over there, you're hoping that everything goes right. You don't know, seriously. I mean, I know there are movie stars that would probably go, excuse me, you know, I'm eating. He wasn't eating yet.
Tell your dad I'm having dinner.
Tell your father who sent you over here.
Don't they know him from The Godfather?
Yeah.
Look, Daddy, it's Tom Hagen.
You know what I did say? I said, you know, when they get a little older, I'm going to show you all the movies that he's made that I like. So it's, you know, it's cool. So that was, you know, it was fun for me. It was fun for my kids, and they were happy. And
I predict movie roles. I think you'll probably put them in a movie now.
Oh yeah, right. This is going to lead to the big break, the very big break.
I predict they'll be selling hot rolls at the movies.
Selling what?
Selling hot rolls.
Hot rolls?
Like
hot rolls? You mean
like
hot...
what? you know, big pretzels and stuff, and, and muffins.
You predict that my daughters will be doing that, or is
God? Don't take it so personally.
Is that?
Yeah, no, I predict the same thing for my retarded son. Okay, does that make you feel better?
Sorry to get you angry. Didn't mean to get you angry. Sorry about that.
Hold on. Don't.
Yes.
What do you mean? What do you mean when you say
did
that?
Did you get mad at me?
No, because you got mad at me.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't get a chance to spend many birthdays with my daughter. Let's not make it a bad thing. Let's make it a good thing, okay? Let's make it a really nice thing, please.
Hold on, really.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
What do you mean, please? What did I do to make it a bad thing?
No, I didn't know what you were saying. I do get sensitive about my daughters. I shouldn't get sensitive about my daughters.
I wouldn't kid you seriously about your daughters. Mm-hmm. I mean, buses, right. It'd be a role for them. I'm trying to think of, you know, okay, granted. Not hilarious. I'm just trying to think anything to
some kind of a role.
Role.
Oh, that always have to roll. Yeah, that's a role. Yeah, a role.
Roll.
Right.
Roll.
They could sell roles.
Mm-hmm. They could sell roles
because many times kids get jobs in
at movie
theaters.
Yes, of course. Now I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay.
Yes, I understand.
I mean, don't get mad.
I understand, of course, Bruce.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Are your daughters listening right now?
Yes.
Dad has issues, girls.
Dad does. Dad does have issues. Daddy has a lot of issues.
Dad's a good man.
Thank you.
Dad's got some issues.
And had a great birthday day today.
Yes, a very great birthday day.
No, your dad had a good time with you today, girls. Like they need to hear that from me. Hi there. How you doing, girls?
Wooden height.
Your dad had a very good day with you. He had such a good day with you. He's afraid that I'm going to. He thinks so little of me and our friendship that he thinks now that I'm going to say something awful and cruel that will somehow scar you, girls.
F you. Stop it.
Now that's nice with your daughters listening.
No, now you got me mad. Now you really got me.
What?
I think so little of our friendship. Come on. Cut it out. Now that's not fair.
Well, what did you think it would
that's
really?
That's not fair.
If because today I do know your daughter is listening right now.
That maybe not now. Yeah.
Oh, you think mom's changed the channel by now?
I have no idea. They just said I said it. You know, I'll talk about this at the beginning of the show. So how could I possibly know?
I'm just screwing with you.
I know you are. I know, and you do it so well.
I'm glad you're. I swear to God, I'm elated that you're happy about your daughters. Mm-hmm. That you had a good day with your daughters.
Good.
That whole Robert Duvall thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's seriously.
Good.
That's very sweet.
That is. I'm very happy for him. I really am.
Okay, now be funny. Okay, there you go. That's pretty much how it works.
We don't always have. It doesn't always have to be funny, does it?
Well,
does it always have to
I
be
think
funny?
We've proven that.
I think we have always proven that.
I think that that's probably going to be.
You know, once in a while,
what our slogan's going to be. It doesn't always have
doesn't
to be
always
funny.
Have to be
that.
Funny, does it?
The Don and Mike Show.
It don't always have to be funny.
No, it doesn't always have to be funny.
it's rarely funny.
Where's dude?
It's occasionally funny.
It's occasionally funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you.
Like you said.
Yes, and, you know, 11 years old and going on to the sixth grade. Yeah, I'm done. My story's over.
Oh, okay.
I thought, you know, that's normally when we transition. You know.
Okay.
We lost our complete after 20 years? Is our timing now destroyed because of this? I've ruined it, haven't I?
Yes.
It's all my fault.
It's over.
Yeah. All right, let me try it again.
Girls, are you hearing this?
All right, let me see. all right. And she's going on to the sixth grade. Fat ass. Is that a better transition?
Now, Catherine Elizabeth, if you're listening.
Yes.
Your daddy was saying that to me.
Yeah, that was a...
Not to you.
Hear that, don't say that.
That's right.
Hear that, don't say that. Don't repeat it. Daddy can say it, but don't you say it. What?
Do as I say.
Do as I say, not as I do. Exactly.
That's right.
The anthem of the modern parent.
Yes.
Treat others the way you treat people.
Exactly.
The way you wish people would treat you.
My mantra. How I've lived my life forever. How I have always lived my life.
What?
What?
Nothing.
No, that's what I said, what?
Yeah, what are you looking at? Why are you looking behind you?
Because I see a flurry of people come in the studio.
What's Rob doing?
That's exactly kind of what I was wondering.
One of the cart machines is not working. I'm trying to make sure it's plugged in.
Okay.
That's all. And Joe's here as well.
Anything you want to say to Mike's daughter?
Happy birthday. I hope that many good years lie ahead of you.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you. Thank you. That wasn't very funny, though.
Well, Mike, I think
it's funny, for Christ's sake. Write something.
Have to be.
Remember, if you're laughing at it, Rob probably wrote it. Thank you, Joe. That's your line, too.
You wouldn't want to read what he might write right now.
No, I would. I'll read it. If he writes it, I promise you I'll go ahead. There we go.
What did he write?
Balls. There, I said it.
Balls.
There we go. See?
I didn't want to say that.
Fantastic. I said it.
Balls. I'm not saying it. Mike's kids are listening. God's sake. Okay. So, what are you boys doing now?
I'm just laughing at his head. I'm laughing at his oversized head.
He needs a haircut.
His gigantic. You don't need a haircut. What? Yeah, yeah. Shave it to the skin again. Yeah, God forbid. Yeah, you're really. It's getting down to your shoulders.
There's a meeting someday.
Fancy your bald spot.
Crew cut, sheriff.
Your hair grows. Well, listen. Are we cool? You and I cool?
Yeah, we're very cool.
Okay.
We're very cool.
Okay. Buzz, of course, you're always cool.
Always cool.
Buzz is always cool.
Be cool.
Wearing his tiny shirt today.
I don't. You know, I know I get sensitive about my kids. I always do. I always have.
There would be no kidding.
So the thing that makes me laugh is that when you said your father thinks so little of our friendship. No, I don't. I don't. I do not think
so little
of
it. But the truth is that for whatever reason, that when I said that about your daughters, what did you think I was going to say? I kind of did, not literally think that, but mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think? That on the day your daughter's listening and that you're going to be saying this, I'm going to say something awful that's going to scar her or scar
no.
you?
Scar her? No. There's nothing you could say that would scar her. You know, I don't think so. No,
not that, well, mm-hmm. I could.
What's that?
I could.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could
with anybody, though.
Yeah,
I don't mean that, of course, towards your daughter.
Yeah, of course, you're talking naked cruelty. That would
anybody could. It's not what I'm about.
Exactly.
Right. At least in this instance, it's really not what I'm about.
Me neither. I think we both have those wonderful barbs that we can throw when we need to, but there's no need, of course.
I was just trying to lighten things up.
I don't think it was exactly. I wasn't describing a funeral march either. You know, I was just telling a story about my kids.
I know you were.
I thought it had its little light moments. You know,
it was an outstanding story. Right. I mean, most important. Who gives a frig? You're happy, and you're happy that you had a happy day with your kids.
Excuse me. I was happy. Okay. I was bouncing off the wall.
Do you see, girls?
I was bouncing off the wall. You
Is
know?
He like this with
Till
you, girls?
I got here.
Is yeah. he like this with
Occasionally
you, girls?
That happens, girls. Occasionally, daddy's, you know, very unhappy until he gets in here. Today, he was very happy.
Until he got here.
And it's gone.
Until he got to Sad City.
Out the window.
Welcome to
all
Sad City.
All of my goodwill, all of my joy.
Excuse me.
Sucked out of me like a pit viper bit me in the leg. Right now. Just you know what I am now? Joyless. I am joyless. No, it doesn't matter, Rob. You don't need to be joyful to be funny.
There's no joy in Mudville.
In fact, show me a comedian who's really joyful.
Oh, the more miserable, the funnier.
They really don't exist. Mm-hmm. You don't.
Well, you are not really miserable now.
Not really. No.
Not really. Yeah, no. See, I know. Still, even I know now.
Maybe there's a little left in me. There's a but I'll make sure that's sucked out of me before the show's over.
You can still be the sad clown.
I can be the sad clown, the angry clown, Rob.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I want to be the angry clown.
That's true.
So very sad. Johnny Constantino.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
What? Hello?
Bad cell phone.
All right. Try that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if Bob had walked up to him and asked him if those were his beauties.
If Bob Duvall walked up to you and asked you if your daughters were your beauties.
I think you might have the wrong Bob.
That'd be Bob Barker.
Be Bob Barker.
Bob you're talking about.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Probably wouldn't have.
Although I'm sure Bob Barker is often mistaken for Robert Duvall.
Constantly.
No.
Constantly. Wink Martindale. You know, people constantly confuse him with Kevin Costner.
Spay and neuter your horses.
Yes. We were mentioning that he was great in The Godfather. Here's one of Robert Duvall's best scenes in The Godfather.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whittam, stand up here. Christopher was on the
Robert
championship
Barker.
Basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal.
Robert Duvall.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. I am honored.
That's
now,
touching.
Who's our next player, Burton?
Who's our next player, Burton?
And of course, Robert Duvall is great on The Price is Right.
He's fantastic.
You love it, really.
Absolutely. When he does putt hole in one, right?
Hole
is that the game?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I thought it was a lovely story, and you told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
With such enthusiasm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
That's it.
Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hi.
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 Hold on. Hold on. The nose is never wrong.
Oh, is it her?
Is it?
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
It is, and the weekend's here, and I...
Hi, Cheryl.
That's a good ear.
The weekend's here, and I'm a big queer. It's Gay Pride Weekend.
Oh, yes. Oh,
really?
And we are once again sending you down with the CBS News tape recorder,
oh,
right?
Good.
Yes, you are, and I hope to spend half of the weekend face down, ass up. So
oh!
That'll be fun.
Cheryl the Big Dyke is nice enough once again. She's going to be covering the Gay Pride Parade.
Excellent.
This weekend for us in D.C. She'll be down there with a big, gigantic microphone that says CBS News on it.
I'm still trying to get that image out of my head right now.
And I
think, face down? Well, I'm cute now. So
yes, you're lovely now.
When's the one in Baltimore?
That's next weekend. I won't be at that one. I think maybe Homo Joe's going to be at that
one. Yeah, I think you're going to have double coverage of both D.C. and Baltimore's big gay pride parades. All right, well, ask good questions and see if you can get laid or do whatever it is that you do at those things.
I just want to put a warning out there that downtown there will be a lot of homosexuals about, so be warned.
You never know.
At this weekend in D.C., they'll be everywhere. Remember, your nose knows.
We'll be everywhere trying to get married and threatening your traditional family.
Make sure you get a lot of tape of those drag queens, okay?
I will, and I'll make sure I ask if they're pitchers or catchers just for you guys.
Very good.
Errol always does a great job.
But I never let my guard down because one never knows when a homosexual is about.
You never know. You never know. Thank you, guys.
All right, love you long time. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you more.
We got a break. We'll be right back, friends.